Love of the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir raheem. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful, wonderful program of Madani Channel, Love of the Beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in this program we have covered, through various episodes, we've covered quite a lot of topics relevant to the love of the master of the universe sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Many things about what is love, how should love be, and examples from the biographies of the sahaba ikram, and the fact that how important it is to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than anything else. So today as well, we have a very wonderful, a very delightful, a very wonderful topic, inshallah. Stay tuned, watch this from the beginning to the end. And yes, if you have children around you, call your children as well, because these topics are very important for the children. And if the children know, then only they will be able to send down this into their generations. They will be teaching this to their children. So yes, bring them closer and make an intention to watch it from the beginning to the end, inshallah ta'ala. But before we get into the topic of today, let's listen to a beautiful narration of sending salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such an element which is necessary for a person's iman. It is such an aspect without which a person's iman is incomplete. Muhammad ki muhabbat deen haq ki shart awwal hai. Isi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch namukammal hai. The poet has said that the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the first and foremost, it's the fundamental basis and requirement for iman. If this is incomplete, then everything else is incomplete. So the foundation of iman is the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But what does love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam refer towards? Yes, it refers towards loving the Prophet more than your own life. It refers towards loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than your wealth. It refers towards being obedient to the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said yes for a certain action, then it's a yes for us. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said no for a certain action or for a certain thing, then it's a no-go for us. So obedience, respect, honor, these are all requirements of love. But along with that, there is something very, very much important. That is the love for the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, what does this term family include, inshaAllah? We will come to that as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Ash-Shura, this is a surah in the 25th para of the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Let's say, oh beloved, I don't seek a return for all the favors I've done for you, except love for those who are related or linked to me. Now, who are those who are related? Who are those who are linked to, connected? Inshallah, we will come to the commentary of this verse as well. Anyways, what this verse tells us, that we should love those who are connected with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should love the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. In the time of Sahaba ikram, if we look at their biographies, so the Sahaba ikram would love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam and the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam immensely. They would be ready to sacrifice everything on the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Allama Abdul Rauf Manavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, no imam, no mustahid you will ever find who was without the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was without the love of the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So when our ancestors, when our great great predecessors loved the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam immensely, then obviously we also have to do the same. We have to love the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than our own lives. And this is what the actions, the habits and the akhlaq and the character of the Sahaba-e-Kiram basically announces to us. Inshallah, we will see a few examples from the lives of Sahaba-e-Kiram. Like in the time of Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, from the bloodline of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Look how the Sahaba would pay respect and adab towards Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would stand up for the respect of Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu would come in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba would stand up out of respect and give him place, give him space. Allahu Akbar, this was the adab. And then we go to Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was an instance where Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was present, and the discussion started about the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Look at the comments of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took an oath, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I find the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's family dearest to me to such an extent that I prefer being kind to them, being affectionate to them, and having husn suluk, a kind character with them, even more than my own family members. This is the level of love of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's look at a great sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Uqba bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu led us for the Salatul Asr. And after leading Salatul Asr, he, meaning Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, they set off. They started walking. On the way, they see Hazrat Sayyiduna Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was with other children. This was in the young age of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu carried Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and placed him on his shoulders. He picked Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and placed him on his shoulders, and he said that, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. O grandson of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. You look like your grandfather. You look like the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali is present. Hazrat Ali is with him. So what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, look at the love and affection as well between Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How they have the cute manners of humor as well. That he says, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says that, O grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. You look like your grandfather. You don't look like your father. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Upon which Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu with a very beautiful smile on his face. Such a manner of love. Such a manner of respect. Such a manner of expressing the love and affection towards the bloodline of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the close ones of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went by Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and said, O Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I swear, I take a qasam that I do not find anybody more important than you or more beloved to you to me than your father. Meaning after your father, you are the most beloved to me. Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful narration. Allah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once he was distributing clothes amongst the children. When the time came for Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So they were not such clothes which would befit the excellence of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu especially ordered clothes for these grandchildren of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from Yemen. He basically imported from Yemen. He got the clothes specially from Yemen for the grandchildren of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and presented to them. And after that said, now my heart is at rest. Now my heart is at peace because, you know, there wasn't anything which would befit the shan, the excellence, the status of the grandchildren of the master of the universe, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, there's so many narrations. Another beautiful narration, and this is regarding Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, subhanallah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, amongst the people of Madinatul Munawwara, the person who is a master in terms of ilme virathat, in terms of the knowledge of inheritance, is Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Another wonderful sahabi, another great sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a great narrator of the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that whenever I saw Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my heart would be overwhelmed with love to such an extent that tears would start flowing from my eyes out of love, out of joy. Subhanallah, again about this great sahabi, about Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Mahzam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that once we were present at a janaza, we were at a funeral, and we saw Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu with Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But what was happening? Allahu Akbar. What was happening? Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there. And Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is cleaning the dust underneath the feet of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu with his clothes, with the clothes he was wearing. With his clothes he is removing, he is cleaning the feet of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another great sahabi. There are so many examples of sahaba ikram. They would be in tears when they would listen about the ashab, about the family members of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And why not? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that I do not ask you for anything except love for my family. And what's that family? Such an amazing family. About the grandchildren of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself says that Hassan and Hussein are the masters of the youth in paradise. Subhanallah. About Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that my daughter Fatima Zahra would be the mistress, would be the princess, would be the leader of all the women of paradise. Allahu Akbar. These are the family members of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But we are coming to that. What does the term family of the Prophet mean? What does it comprise on? Who are those people? Inshallah, with patience, we are coming towards the end of the program. Be patient. Inshallah azza wa jal, this is some very important information which we should know, our children should also know. But before that, few more narrations. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Izar bin Harith rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu was seated in front of the Holy Kaaba. And when he was seated in front of the Holy Kaaba, he saw Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said that at this certain moment and time, I bear witness that in the eyes of those in the sky, you are the most beloved personality. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Through these few examples and narrations and the habits of Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is very, very evident that what was their status of love towards the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Coming to the verse in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ash-Shura, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. That say, O beloved, say that I do not ask you for any return. I do not ask you for any return except love for those who are related, those who are close to me. Allahu Akbar. In the sharah of this, Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that what is meant by those who are close and related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam means the family and the aal, the children of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, who exactly are included in the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So subhanallah azza wa jal, Hakimul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that what means by Ahle Bayt are, number one, those people who are not allowed to take zakat, meaning zakat is not for them. Meaning, these are the Bani Hashim, Bani Abbas, Ali, Jafar, Aqil, Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, their lineages. Number two, Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's children, those who had birth, those who were born in the bloodline of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And number three, those who reside in the house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, the wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the children of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the relations, meaning those who are from the Bani Hashim, those who are from the Bani Abbas, from the Bani Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the line of Ja'far, from the line of Aqil, from the line of Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So these are all included amongst the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is important for us to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is important for us to teach our children about love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and about the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, teach your children about three great characteristics. Teach three things to your children. Number one, love for their Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number two, love for the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And number three, the education of the Holy Quran. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this narration, this hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is actually the lesson and the conclusion of today's episode. Teach your children three things. Number one is love for your Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, if a child has these three characteristics, meaning a child loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number two, the child loves the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and number three, the child is given the knowledge of the Holy Quran. So imagine how many evils of the society would be eradicated automatically, because love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam would make their hearts melt, would make their hearts soft. They would be inclined towards loving the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once they love the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would be eager to understand and learn more, and hence they would learn the Holy Quran. Once they learn the Holy Quran, they educate themselves about the Holy Quran. They learn the Holy Quran. They learn how to read it. They learn the meaning of the Holy Quran. So once they learn the Holy Quran, they will learn everything else. Meaning, teach your children the Holy Quran, and the Holy Quran will teach them everything. Meaning, the complaints of disobedience of the children, the complaints of different habits or wrongdoings of the children, playfulness of the children, meaning carelessness of the children, many other things. Parents are often concerned, they are worried. But let's ask ourselves, have we taught our child who the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is? What is the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did we teach our children who Sayyidina Imam Hassan is? Who Sayyidina Imam Hussein is? Who Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is? Who the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are? Did we teach our daughters who Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is? Did we teach our daughters who Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha is? Did we teach our children about the Sahabiyat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, about their kindness, about their education, about their behavior, about their akhlaq? Have we taught our children? Have we? And then about the Holy Quran, have we paid attention towards the Quranic education of our children? Let's ponder about it. In fact, let's ponder about ourselves as well. Do we know how to read the Holy Quran properly? If we don't, then it is the time now. It's never too late. Wake up before we can't wake up. Right now we have the time to open our eyes and recognize and realize that we were in darkness. But now, if we want to love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we need to act upon the farameen and the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the commandments of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are, love me, love my family, learn the Holy Quran. When are we going to learn the Holy Quran? Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is providing you the knowledge of the Holy Quran. It's teaching you how to read the Holy Quran. In the department of Madrasatul Madina Balighan, Madrasatul Madina for adults, yes, for males and females as well. They are established around the world. In case in your locality you don't have a Madrasatul Madina, you don't have a center of Dawat-e-Islami, in case, then subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami has finished that problem of yours as well. There is a Faizan Online Academy of Dawat-e-Islami in which teachers will teach you according to your time, in your comfort zones, online. They will teach you how to learn the Holy Quran. Meaning we don't have an excuse. We don't have an excuse that I do not know the Holy Quran, I can't recite the Holy Quran because of this reason. No. And then for the children, let's speak about the children. Teach your children the Holy Quran. And the best manner to do so is send your children to the Madrasatul Madina. The Madarisul Madina throughout the world. Alhamdulillah, the great aspect of Madrasatul Madina is that there is education. Quran is taught, but along with that, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, it is taught in an environment of Ishq-e Rasool. The many other training sessions which take place, the teachers, subhanAllah, they are trained in such a way that they basically spoon feed the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam into them. Along with learning the Holy Quran, love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we need to take a step. This is the nasihat. This is the advice. Advice from the master of all the masters. Advice from the beloved of all the beloveds. Advice from the master of the universe. Love me. Love my family. And learn the Holy Quran. Teach your children to the Holy Quran. Teach my love to your children. Teach the love of my family to your children. So let's take this as an advice. Implement them in our lives. And inshallah azza wa jal, see how our society, how our family, how our homes become a garden of Madinatul Munawwara. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the passion and love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching. Love for the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching. Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.